Blake knelt in the middle of the street as the M24 ground towards him. The tank was clear in his sights. He pressed the trigger down. Nothing happened. The M72, as Frisch had said, was truly unreliable. Blake was standing, ready to run, ready to find another LAW, when the machine gun rounds spattered across him and he slumped forward across a pile of cobbles. Frisch was on the second floor of the hotel, ignoring the fire coming into the building from the VC position in the bank to the rear. The tank was only 10 feet below, its tracks turning Blake's body into hamburger when he sawed off the VC in the gunner's position. The M24's driver, without commands from the turret above, stopped the tank. Frisch needed nothing more. He was looking for and realized that Shannon, reversing roles, was handing him a smoke grenade. Pin out, it went down into the greasy rear deck of the tank where the engine's cooling vents showed. Flames showed. Small flames. Frisch stuck around long enough to dump 2 frag grenades out the window into the middle of the flames and decided he had best go flat. It was a wise decision. The M24 blew seconds later. Smoke boiled and clouded the street. Enough smoke to cover the hotel. Enough smoke to save, at least momentarily, the lives of the trapped First Squad members.